Kishol Rabosai, today's daf is Erev and daf Tzadi Gimel. We are on Tzadi Beis, on the Beis at the two lines up from the bottom. Amar Le Rava L'Abaye, and Abaye had just said yesterday, at the end of yesterday's daf, that you don't find a case where erecting a mechitza, putting up a wall, is going to result in a chumrah, is going to result in an iser. And the Gemara had read, we already asked a question on that from Rabbi Zera, had already asked a question on that, and Rava, now we're going to have a couple more. And Rava takes his turn to try and shoot down this concept of Abaye that a mechitza does not mess up, does not make anything aser. So Amar Le Rava L'Abaye, V'lo Matzino Mechitza L'Iser. Really, you don't find a case where you put up a mechitza and that makes something aser? V'Itmar, it was said, Sikech Hagam Be'achsadra Sheish La Petzimim. So if you, this case, it really does help to have the diagram, right? The one, at least in my Gemara, is not so great. Basically, in Hilchos Sukkah, the case here is that you have a sukkah that has two full walls, and on either side of the, let's say, the north and the south wall, right? Let's say the east and west wall are full, and on the north and south side, you have little slats, little indents, like, let's say, I don't know, tefach or two or three or whatever it is, long, that indent into the open space. So it's as if almost you're looking at a garage that has like a little bit of wall on each side, and you put schach on top of that. So that's going to be legit. That's good enough because that's already two walls and right at tefach, and that's fine, right? Because again, that's the minimum shiur for a sukkah. So you have the two full walls and whichever tefach you want, right, on either side of the sukkah. But if you hishve, so then right, then the Gemara says kshera. For ilu hishve petzimeha psula. But if you line up, if you make mechitzos now, and you connect each of the little indents with each other, so that the sukkah is now clean, it's even across. Meaning you don't have any indents on the north and south side now. Now it's just straight open space. Right, you close off the little indents by putting up mechitzas, and now you have really just two walls. And on the other side, it's totally even. So then it's going to be usher. Then it's going to be psula because the sukkah is going to be no good because you don't have that extra tefach on either side. So Abaye said, no, l'didik shera. According to me, that works out. That's I even hold that is a kosher sukkah. Because Abaye holds that we're going to say Pitikra Yored Vesosin, that the edge of the roof is going to go down and seal it off. But even Lididcha, even according to you, Rava, who say that that would be a no good sukkah, but still, that's not a case of erecting a mechitza and making something aser. That's siluk mechitza. That's the same way he answered yesterday's question. That's still considered to be removing a mechitza, because what are you doing? You're removing the little indents on the north and south side of the sukkah. So it's not constructing a mechitza, that's just removing the indents, and that's why it's aser, not because you put up a new mechitza. Amalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan L'Abaye, so Rabba Bar Rav Chanan takes his shot at Abaye's concept. V'lo matzino mechitza l'iser, really, you don't find any case where you set up a mechitza and it causes an iser. V'atani didn't learn a braisa. Again, back to Kilei Akerim, if you remember, you're not allowed to plant grains or some sort of seeds or whatnot in a vineyard. So, but what about the following case? You have a house, and the half of it has a roof, and half of it does not. If you have a vineyard underneath the roofed area, you're allowed to plant, let's say, grain on the side that's open. Right. Normally, you need to distance between Klei HaKerem and Fort Amos, but you don't even need to do that in this case because we view the edge of the roof as, again, Pitikra Yored Vesosim. The edge of the roof goes down and creates a mechitza, and that will separate the vineyard from the other grains. Ilu Hishvat Koryo. I'm not sure, whatever, but meaning the roof. If you would extend the roof and put it over the entire area, so then Osir, then it would be Osir because the entire area, right? You wouldn't be able to say Tikra Yared Vesosim. You wouldn't be able to close off, right, the mechitza there to separate the vineyard and the grain, and that would be Osir. So adding the extra roof to the second half, right? That would be Osiring. That would turn it into Klei HaKerem. So I'm really biased. Abai said to him also, awesome, Siluk Mechitzosu. There, you're just removing the Mechitza. You're removing the imaginary Mechitza that we say that comes down from the roof via P. Tikra, Yorid Vesosim. Right, if you have that concept, right, we just remove that that mechitza by adding the roof. You're not adding a mechitza; you're removing the halachic mechitza that we had set up previously. So finally, I think this is the last one. Shalach leRava laAbaye biad Rav Shammai bar Zeira. Right, Rav apparently was still at it, so he sent a message to Abaye via Rav Shammai bar Zeira. Right, you don't find this case. You don't find the mechitza that asers. Fatanya did when they're in the brisa. Yesh mechitzas akarem lahakol lahachmir. You have a case where a mechitza, a wall, is going to be makil in the halachos of klei akarem, and also going to be machmir. Ketzad, what's the case where it's, let's say, makil? Yeah, it starts with the makil case, with the kula case, the lenient one. Kerem hanatua ad ikar mechitza. Let's say you have a vineyard that is planted up until, right up and straight up until a wall. Zoream ikar mechitza ve'elech. You can plant on the other side of the wall. You don't have to distance it the regular 4 amos away. Shilu ein sham mechitza marchik 4 amos v'zoream. If there was no wall, you would have to distance it 4 amos away. V'zehu mechitza karem l'hakel. So that's how the mechitza helps. That's more makil, right? You don't have to distance the grain from the vineyard 4 amos. Since it's a mechitza, it separates the two, and therefore it's not klei akarem. Ulahachmer ketzad, what's the case? And this is a real kasha. This is the kasha. Where do you have a case where you set up a mechitza in klei akarem and it's a chumra? Haya mashuch min akos al-achadisre ama. If the vineyard is 11 amos away from a wall, lo yovi zera l'sham, you can't plant grain in between the vineyard and the wall. Shalmali in mechitza, but if there was no mechitza there, marchik arba'amos v'zareya, you would be allowed to plant 4 amos away from the vineyard. V'zui mechitza zakarem l'hachmer. And this is a case where the mechitza actually messes it up. So, in a second, we'll explain why you're not allowed to plant between the vineyard and the wall if there's 11 amos between them. But at this point, we'll get to that in a second, but at this point, this is a kasha, because you see that the wall creates a chumra, that you're not allowed to plant grain. If there was no wall there, you just have to distance yourself 4 amos away. Now that there's a wall 11 amos away, so you're not allowed to plant the grain there. So Amalei, Abai said back to him, fascinating. He doesn't really answer the question. He doesn't. He will later. But first he says, your kasha is not strong enough. I'll ask you a better kasha. Really, you could ask me from this. He says, fascinating. Letameich, according to that, right? Osram Masnisen, forget the brisa. You should have asked me a kasha from a Mishnah in Kilayim. Ditznan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Karachas Akerem, if you have a bald spot in a vineyard, meaning the middle area, right? You have a big vineyard, and the middle of the vineyard is empty, right? Or it doesn't have to be in the middle, whatever. In the middle, somewhere in the middle of a vineyard, you have an open space. So at what point are you allowed to plant grain in the middle? Meaning, how far away from the vineyard on all four sides? So Beishami Omrim Esrim Arba Amos, and Beisil Omrim Sheshesre Amos. Beishami says 24 Amos, Beisil says 16 Amos. Again, we'll explain it in a minute. Machol Akerem, let's say you have, what about the outside of the Kerem? The surrounding area of a Kerem, right? You have a vineyard, and then how far away on the surrounding edges are you allowed to plant grain from the outside of the Kerem? So Beishami Omrim Sheshesre Amos, right? Beishamai says you need 16 amos, and Beisil says you need 12. This 12 is going to be important, because that's going to be the distance, right? Again, what do we have before? We had from the Kerem to the wall was 11. So again, that's less than 12, right? Beisil says you need to have at least 12 amos. We'll explain in a second why. But that's the important point. Ve'ezuhi karachas akerem. What is this bald spot, quote unquote, the open space in the middle of the vineyard? Kerem shechar v'emtzaiso. If you have a vineyard that the middle was literally means destroyed, but meaning there's no vineyard there. Im ein sham sheshesre amos. If you don't have 16 amos, lo yovi zera l'sham. You can't plant grains in there. Hayusham sheshesre amos. But if you did have 16 amos, again, this is Beisil Hashita, nosim okdei avodasu v'zareh esamosar. You can give enough space for him to work, and literally means you can plant the rest. Meaning, you need to leave 4 amos on each side of the vineyard, right? Let's say, again, you have 16 amos in the middle of this vineyard, so you need 4 amos on each side, and then you're left with 8 amos in the middle, and then you can plant in the middle of that 8 amos. Apparently, you see that 8 amos is the amount of that's going to be significant. That's already the amount of space that you can plant in the middle. Ezo hi mochal akerem. What about the edge of the vineyard? So bein kerem lagader. Meaning you have enough space between when it's between a kerem, a vineyard, and a fence. Shem ein sham shdeimis re'amah. If you don't have 12 amos, lo yavi zera l'sham. You can't bring grains over there. You can't plant grains between. And that's why we had the problem. If it was 11 amos away, hayu sham shdeimis re'amos. But if you do have 12 amos, then nosin lo kedei avodaso v'zeres amoser. Then again, you space it out. You take 4 amos between the vineyard and where you're going to plant, and then you can plant in the rest of it. Meaning, so Abaye is saying, yeah, you have a better quash over here. Over here, you could also ask the same question. It's basically the exact same thing. And this is a Mishnah. Forget the Braisa. Right? It's the exact same question, that the wall messes up. You see that the wall messes up the planting area if it's less than 12 amos away from the vineyard. Right? If it's 11 amos away from the vineyard, so you can't plant there because you need 12 amos. If you didn't have the wall, you'd be able to plant 4 amos away and it'd be totally fine. So now Abaye answers and says, "Ela hasam lav hainu taima." No, the reason that you need all this space has nothing to do with the mechitza, right? Ela dekol arba amos legavi kerem avodas kerem. Right? You need you need 4 amos between the vineyard and other planting areas because you need the place to work there. That's what they call avodas kerem. Legavi geder kaven delom is Mizdran Afkarim Afkarlu. But on the other side, by the wall, you're also gonna distance any planting from the wall 4 amos away because that's gonna mess up the wall or the foundations of the wall. So at that point, if you're subtracting 4 amos from the kerem and 4 amos from the wall, so then de bene bene yika arba chashivan ilo lo chashivan. So if you're only left with 3 amos of planting space, so that's not legit. That's not considered an actual area. It's considered batal to the kerem, and therefore it's considered to be included in the kerem. But if you have 4 amos of space to plant in, that's considered its own rishus, right? That's considered its own dalet amos, as the phrase goes. And then it's mutter to plant there. So it's nothing to do with the wall. It has to do with the fact that people won't plant next to the wall because they don't want to mess up don't mess up the foundations. Once you're saying that you distance any planting 4 amos away from the wall, so now it's a question of how much space you have to make a legitimate field, quote-unquote, that won't be considered batel to the kerem. So it's not actually the mechita that messes it up. It's just the unwillingness to plant next to the wall that will reduce the planting area and then make it batel to the kerem, right, if you don't have enough space. Okay, so that's the end of that. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Shlosha karpefos zeh betzad zeh. Let's say you have 3 karpefos. Again, a karpef is an area that's enclosed with mechitzas, perhaps. The case here, as Rashi explains, is that you have people who are traveling, and they kind of put up these kind of makeshift mechitzas that are, instead of being an actual mechitza, it's, Rashi says, it's either shasir or erev, it's either horizontal poles or vertical poles, but not both. I mean, it's not a proper mechitza, but they did kind of enclose themselves. So the question is like this, do we view them as a shayara? Again, we said a karpef that's bigger than base sasayim is no good. An exception to that is if you have a caravan that's traveling on Shabbos, a shayara that we said much earlier in the Masechta, a shayara is a caravan. So in that case, you're going to get as much space as you need. So the question is, do we view these people who are traveling, if they're in 3 different karpefios, do they combine to form a shayara, a caravan, or not? And the nafkamina being, right, if they are a caravan, they get as much space as they want, and if they're not, so then they have to keep it less than base sasayim. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, shlosha karpefios zeh betzad zeh. If you have 3 karpefios in a row, shnayim achitzenios megufafim. The outer ones, the 2 outer ones, are bigger than the middle one. And if you have the diagram, it's better. You can see that it's almost like if you remember the case of the big chatzer that goes into the small chatzer. So it's as if you have 2 big chatzeros and 1 small chatzer in the middle. Right, the middle one is narrower." So if the bigger, the 2 outer ones are bigger, but the middle one is not you know, is more narrow than they are. Meaning, it's not literally means it's not fenced off, but it's not. Meaning, if you were standing in the middle one and you would look into either direction, you wouldn't see any mechitzas on that side. It looked like it'd be totally parutz, it'd be totally open to the big Carpathios. So v'yachad b'zeh v'yachad b'zeh, and you have one person in really in each one of them. So nase k'sheyara v'nosam lehekot zorka. Then they're considered to be a caravan, right? That's considered to be a sheyara. Right, we assume they all join together, right? Again, because the outer ones, right, you can use, right? Again, what did we say? We said if you have a big chatzar and a small chatzar, so the big chatzar has a rishus in the small chatzar. So same thing over here. Both of the big Carpathios on either side have a rishus in the middle one, and they're considered to be if they're all as if they're all connected and they're one shayara, they're one caravan. Okay, that's one case. Vada imtzay megufav, and if the middle one is bigger than the other two, right? And the two one are, right, are smaller, meaning they're not closed off. And you have one in each person. Then ain't no snail line on the base shayish. Right? Then you only get six base saw, meaning each karpev can't be more than two base saw, right? Because they're not considered connected. Right? It's considered as if the middle one, right, either opens into that one or that one. Right? It's its own area in the middle. Meaning it's the outer ones are like rishus of the middle one. But there's no scenario where you can get the third guy to the first guy, right? It's I mean, again, it goes after the middle one, but they're not. We don't combine them. But Yibayluhu, they asked the question: what about the following? Echa bazeh, echa bazeh. Let's say you have one in each one of them. Ushnayim beimtzayimahu. What about you have two people in the middle one? So do we say that, you know? Well, I guess the Gemara will ask. Ilahacha nafki plasa havu. Right? If they go to the other to Karpev number one, then you have three people there. Ilahacha nafki plasa havu. And if they go to the other one, they also have three people. Meaning, if the people in the middle go to the right or to the left, in both Carpathios you'll have, or in either Carpev you'll have three people, and that'll be enough to create a caravan. Oh, Dilma, maybe we say chadahacha nafik, chadahafcha nafik. And maybe they'll split up. One will go to the right, one will go to the left, and then you have two people in each Carpev, and that's not enough, right? You need to have three people. That's the minimum for a caravan. Vintem tzalomer chadahacha nafik, chadahafcha nafik. And if you'll tell me that you'll split the two people in the middle, so shnayim bezev, shnayim bezev, echabayin tzayimahu. What about the case where you have two and two in each of the outer Carpathios and one guy in the middle? Right? Hacha vaday, do we say, ilahacha nafik tlasa havi, ilahacha nafik tlasa havi? Right? Maybe we should say that for sure it combines, because regardless of which direction he goes in, you can have three people in the Carpath, and that's a caravan. Oh, Dilma, imar lahacha nafik, imar lahacha nafik. Or maybe we don't know where he's going. So since from the point of view of the two people, right, they don't know if they're getting a third guy, so maybe that's not going to be a sheyara. Maybe that's not going to be a caravan. So Gemara says, b'ilchaz bayan lakula, right, and the halacha is always lakula, by hilchaz eruvin, like we've been saying before. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, gidud chamisha u'mechitza chamisha. Now, we had said before that if you have a distance, a rise, again, Rabbi Meir Shita, if you had a rise in, not altitude, but if one chatzar is 10 tefachim higher than the other chatzar, right, so then they can't combine. Then they don't combine, that's, you have a 10 tefach, right, space between the two of them. So then they do not combine, and that's two separate chatzeres, etc., etc. But let's say you have, it's not entirely ground, meaning it's not 10 tefachim of height, but it's 5 tefachim of height and five tefach wall. Meaning you have one chatzer that's, let's say, on the ground floor, the second chatzer is 5 tefachim above from that chatzer, and then you have a 5 tefach wall on top of that raise and on top of that elevation in the ground level. So is that 10? So the Gemara says, so it says Rav Chisda, right? That's Ein Mitztarfin. That does not combine, meaning that's not going to be considered a 10 tefach wall to separate the two chatzeros. Ache kulu begidud o kulu mechitza. You need either or. You need either an entirely a 10 tefach wall or a 10 tefach elevation, right, between the chatzeros, between the ground floor of each chatzer, right? You need either or. You can't have both. Maisvei, 1 second, we'll ask you a question. Shtei chatzeres zulim ala mizu. If you have, the Brisa says, if you have two chatzeres, one is above the other. V'alyona gevoa min ha-tachtona asara tzvachim. Excuse me. And the top one is higher than the lower one by 10 tzvachim. Or you have our case where you have an elevation of 5 and the wall is 5 tefachim higher. Then they are separate. Right? You can only make 2 separate eruv, and you can't make one. So that seems to contradict what we just said. And the Brisa continues, Pogos Mikan, if it's less than that, so then meaning less than 10 tefachim, then Marv Vin Echav and Marv Mishnayim, then they're considered joined together. But you see that that Brisa directly goes against Rav Chisda. So Rava said, Modir Rav Chisda betachtona. Rav Chisda agrees that the bottom chotzer, meaning from the point of view of the bottom chotzer, that's going to be enough of a mechitza, hol v'roa penei asura, because if you're in the bottom chotzer, right, you're staring at a wall that's 10 tefachim, right? Even though it's not technically ground level, right, it's still 5 and 5, that's a 10 tefach wall. So the bottom chotzer is separate from the top chotzer. So therefore, that's why the Brisa says that you're not allowed to join them together. So if that's true, it's the lower chatzer can only make an eruv, and they can't join together. But el yona lo te'arev lo echav lo shnayim. But the top one can't make any eruv whatsoever. Meaning, on the bottom one, you don't have a mechitza that separates it from the other chatzer. So it's therefore it's considered halachically open to the other chatzer. Right, the other chatzer will aser on it. Right, so it's a chatzer that's open to a place that will aser it, and therefore it's since that chatzer can't join an eruv with it, so that's going to aser it, and you can't make any eruv whatsoever. So Rabbi Bar Ula says, "Kigon shahaisel yonah megufefes ad eser amos." So the Gemara says no. So the Rabbi Bar Ula says the case is no. The top chatzer has a fence, has a wall all the way around it that is high enough, that are 10 tefachim, and the opening to the smaller chotzer is less than 10 amos, meaning that you have a full wall, a full 10 tefach wall all the way around, and it's only the wall is only 5 tefachim high facing the other chotzer. Right? I mean, the wall that in the direction of the other chotzer is lower than the rest of the wall. So therefore, since it's less than 10 amos wide, that's considered a pesach. That's considered an opening, and therefore you can make your own eruv that because you do have a full 10 tefach mechitza around the entire chatzer, right? Even though it's 5 tefachim on the face of this wall of this chatzer, right? it's less than 10 amos long, and therefore it's considered a pesach, and it's considered to be closed off. But ihaki, if that's true, so ima seifa, what about the second part of the braisa? Pachos mikan, if the mechitza is less than 10 tefachim high, then ma'arvin echavim, ma'arvim shnayim, you can only make one eruv because they're joined together, you can't make two eruvim. So the Gemara said, ibai chate arev, ibai treite arev. It should be that they can do one or the other. Because if you're in either chatzer, right, there's a mechitza and there's a pesach, right? There's two chatzeros that are joined together through a pesach, right? We said in that case, whenever there's a pesach, so then you can choose whether you want one eruv or two. So why can't you make two eruvim? According to the Braisas, Amarava Braidarava, Kagon Shinifritza Taktoma Bemeloa Le'elyona. Because the case is where the bottom chatzer is entirely open to the top one. Meaning that the less than 10 amos break in the top chotzer's wall is the exact width of the bottom chotzer. So since, if you have a diagram, it really does help. So you can set up a case where the big chotzer on top, right, is separate because you have, again, you have the wall and you have the pesach, and so that can be separate, but the bottom one is entirely open to the big one, so therefore they're not allowed to make an eruv with them. So the Gemara says, "Yehachi, if that's true, tachlan echad te'arev trei lo te'arev." So if that's true, that the bottom one, the bottom chatzer, can only make one eruv; it can't make two, right? Because it's not separate; it can only make an eruv with the top one. Right? El yona, but the top one, ibay trei te'arev, ibay echad te'arev. But the top one should have a choice; it should be able to make either its own eruv or an eruv with the bottom one. So, because it has a Pesach there, and you have a choice. So Gemara says, "Ein achinami." Yeah, that's actually what the Braisa says. Ay v'chikatani, what the Braisa said, "Pachos mikan ma'arvin echad leim ma'arvim shtayim." What did the Braisa mean then when it said, if it's the wall is less than 10 tefachim, so you can only make one eruv and not two, meaning they're joined together? That's a tachtona. That's only going on the bottom one. I mean, and that's exactly what we just said, that the lower chatzer is only allowed to make an Eruv with a top chatzer, but it can't make its own because it's completely and entirely open to the top chatzer. Okay. A little bit more for today, a different topic as well. Darish Mareimar, Gedur Chamisha Umechitza, well, I guess it's not entirely different, but Gedur Chamisha Umechitza, Chamisha Mitzdarfen. And meaning if you have an elevation is 5 tefachim and the mechitza is 5 tefachim, so that will join and that is a 10 tefach wall. This is exactly the same topic, and Mareimar disagrees with Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda had just said that if you have 5 elevation and 5 wall, ain mitzdarfen. So Mareimar says, no, they do combine. That will make a 10 tefach wall. And therefore that will the two chateros will be considered to be separate. The Ashkechei Ravina LeRavacha Breid Rava Amrle, he said to him Tani Mar Midi Bemechitza. So a very interesting 2-line story. Ravina met Saravacha Ben Rava. He said, "You hear any halachas about mechitzas?" And Amrle, "No." He said, "Nope. That's not what we're learning in the Beis Medrash." The end. Okay. The halachas on halacha is Gidur Chamisha Mechitza Metzarfen, and halacha is like Mareimar that they do combine. Okay, now here we go. Now this is the new topic, different topic. Boy Rav Hoshea asked the following question: Diurin haboyim b'shabbes ma'ushi yesru. Let's say you have new people coming to dwell in the chutzar on Shabbos. Now this doesn't mean you have a moving truck that pulled up in the middle of Shabbos afternoon and people started getting out. In the Maisa, the case is that you had two chutzeros that had a wall between them and they had separate eruvim, and all of a sudden the wall falls down. Right? Three little pigs. Right? The wall falls down, big bad wolf blows it down, and now you have an open chutzar, right? It's really one chutzar, and you have quote-unquote new Diurim, new people living there. So what do you do? Are the original Eruvim good or not? So Amar Rav Chisda says, Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Chatzar Gedolah Shenifrta L'Ketana. Let's say you have a big chatzar that is open into a small chatzar, right, the case we had before. Gedolah Muteres, L'Ketana Asura. The big one is Mutter to carry, but the small one is Asur. Mipnei Shehi Pischa Shal Gedolah. Right? This is our Mishnah. If you remember from a couple of blad ago, right, it's the small chatzar is like the entrance to the big chatzar. And we seemingly, right, you might think that this is talking about a case where even if the wall fell down, right, even if there was a wall between the two, and then it fell down on Shabbos, because right, it doesn't qualify. So Rabba says, no, it must be that the case is that the wall fell down on Erev Shabbos. Right? It can't be that the wall fell on Shabbos itself. And the Gemara said, Amar Le Abaye said to him, Lo Tim Amar Emar Elavadai. But don't say, you could say, you could explain that it happened Erev Shabbos. No, El Vada, it definitely, Vada mi ba'odim nifritza. For sure, it fell down before Shabbos. Dehamaru, Dehamar, because you were the one who said, they asked Rav Yehuda as well. Eruv derech haPesach, finistam haPesach. Let's say you made an Eruv that joined two chatzeros together through an opening, right? There was a Pesach, there was a doorway or whatever, and the doorway got closed up. Or Eruv derech chalon, or you did it through a window, right? If you had a 4x4 tefach space in a wall between two chatzeros, you're allowed to join them together, and then nistam haChalon, and then all of a sudden it got closed up. Mao, what's the din? V'amarli, he said to him, right, the halacha is, Shabbos kevin shehutra, hutra. Right, anytime Shabbos hits, right, once something is mutter, it is mutter, even if there's a change in status to the opening, to the window, to the wall, whatever it is. Once it's mutter, it is mutter. So therefore, that Mishnah has no impact on our Shaila. That Mishnah must be where it was open, it was breached before Shabbos, and our Shaila still exists. Right? Let's say if the wall falls down on Shabbos, what do you do? This is not a case of kevin jehutra hutra, because in a chanami you have two eruvim, one in each side, but now that theoretically is invalid, meaning theoretically the situation has changed. But either way, we're going to stop here, and this continues a bit onto Amud Aleph to the next Mishnah, therefore we're still left with the question of Rav Hoshaya, whether the wall falling down messes with two Eruvin or not. Okay, have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.